So you think about that job and that role that your receptionists have got. That is for them, the professional side of it. Sometimes they are the agony aunts as well. So it's about training them. And that's not just for your frontline staff in the NHS, but even on reception in GP surgeries. That should be happening as well. But the professionals should have empathy, understanding and compassion and never judge that person. Because obviously you know what they've come from. Always ask them to look twice. And if they're unsure of something, ask the person again, as they might ask in different ways. People's language. Yeah, and language can be a problem with professionals as well. Their language and their, I suppose, body language for professionals. How you're looking at somebody and talking to them.
What about body language? Because that's really important, I think.
I mean, if you have no eye contact with your service users and you're busy looking, because you see it in doctor surgeries and they're just not seeing you as a person, seeing you as a person, you know. And of course, we know some people who are mentally ill don't take care of themselves. So that can be another barrier. There's lots of barriers there for professionals and their boundaries and how they approach people. Because last week, I went to housing aid with a homeless person. I won't say who it was. It was a young man in his 30s and he's been in the care system since God knows when. But he's been homeless since he was 16. Took him to housing aid last week and he already told me that he had been to and they refused him to get his nails. Everything were manky and he walked into and they refused to let him in because obviously he was angry, attitude. He is mentally, he's in pain. He's got a toothache. He'd slashed in the streets and he was just wanting to get washed and they refused. Took him into housing aid and they told me before I took him in there, you don't understand. They won't do nothing. They won't do nothing. So I took him in and a bit of calm down. And he threw his bags on the floor. He's mentally ill, but that depends on every individual. I never let it happen in my circle, but you can't help that. When it goes into other circles, so the authority was my downfall for me. My first two children, my second two children, now they never touched authority. So they've never had any issues. So I've got two separate different ages. So that was my environment when I was in. I was in that environment then with my first two children. And that's when my downfall was that environment. Since I've had another two children and they've never been targeted or anywhere near social services. And I'm so grateful that I've never once asked them for help down here because that was my mistake, was thinking that I was dependent on the people I was in that environment with. I was dependent on social services back then because I thought I had to be, because that was programmed already by them, because I was introduced to them as an individual with needs.